There's a grading system in coin collecting. It's called the Sheldon Scale. It ranges from 1 to 70. A coin graded as a 1 is where you can barely see the date on the coin. A coin that gets a 70 grade, that's one that's seen as under the microscope perfection, or in other words, flawless. How big of a difference can the grade of a coin make? Example, a silver eagle from a specific year graded a 70, that could be worth $100. A silver eagle from that same year that gets a 69 grade, that'll be worth only maybe $50 or $60. Now we take the Sheldon scale and apply it to faith and honoring God. Only one will ever be seen as that under the microscope perfection worthy of that 70 grade. Right, Jesus. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 carves that reality in stone. Reading here, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So how about you? How does your faith grade? I know that there are many who see themselves far more than what their truth reveals, and if that's you, there's a warning that comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 that you should really embrace. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. And when, not if, that fall happens, the landing spot will not be a happy one. Paul warns about this in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. The silver coin and our faith and love for God, they share a common potential, at least. If we don't protect and cherish it, then it will degrade and become less valuable. Jesus teaches us in John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Yet at the same time, that silver coin and our faith have a very significant difference. A coin's condition can only degrade, while our faith, that can always grow and increase. This is the truth that Jesus told Paul, which Paul recalls in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. We as believers are also responsible for those who we see who are struggling with, well, in this case, we'd say a faith with a low grade. We read this in Romans chapter 1, verse 12, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, with a silver coin, you can always polish it, clean it up a little bit, even print up phony tags to claim it to be a higher grade than it actually is. There is no such thing as false faith, however. Jesus declares this in John chapter 4, verse 23, but the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Jesus also reveals in John chapter 14, verse 6, the way to increase the grade of your faith when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If your faith is difficult to see, tarnished, has a few dings in it, fear not. Jesus will bring you to a greater faith. So when that day of judgment arrives, which it will, you'll be seen in such a high grade that your eternal rewards will be far more than you've ever even thought about imagining.